You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Nick Bruner's Saturday night program on Capital Public Radio is called Blue Dog Jam. And if you haven't listened, you can hear a really wide range of great music. A lot of it is from local bands. And in this week's Sound Advice, we have, among other things, a recording from a band that just visited Nick's studio earlier this week. So we'll get to that in a few minutes. Hi.
Hey, how you
Welcome
doing?
Welcome in here.
Thanks very much.
So we're going to start with one that we included in our promo, Wild Beasts.
Yes, this is a four-piece from the UK, and I love these guys. They treat your ears rough with a lot of arty screaming and shouting, and then they treat your ears nice with some smooth, rich tones and some creamy vocals. Okay, that was album number one. Album two was called Smother, and that was all treat your ears nice. I mean, they seduced you. This was a sexy, sexy record, Beth, if I may. So now album three is just out. It's called Present Tense, and it finds the band a little bit more relaxed, a little back in the mood to dance, but just a bit. They're still deeply rooted in romancing the listener. This is a piece called A Simple, Beautiful Truth. Isn't that nice?
Yeah. How does it work for a band in changing up sound from album to album? I know that's a big general question.
But... Well, having never released a record myself, I could not tell
You're
you.
You're supposed to be kind of an expert, though.
Oh, that's not why I'm here. I'm simply here because I'm a connoisseur. I love stuff like this. I have no idea how it works, and that's part of the mystery and the magic for me as a listener. However they do it, I love what they do, and I can't recommend Present Tense more. Again, Wild Beasts, A Simple, Beautiful Truth. It's really, really pretty, really,
well,
really gorgeous.
You did just say a truth about your taste in music. It's wide-ranging and great. So who do you have next?
Oh, this is back to home a little bit. This is a musician who just introduced herself to me this weekend. Her name is Brianna Lee Pruitt. Now, she splits her time between the San Francisco Bay and the foothills. Recently, she made Paste Magazine's Best of What's Next, and what I like about her is a real kind of smoky Western country sound about her music, and she just sent me some tracks just a couple days ago through her SoundCloud account. This is one called New Life.
Just running away from the oldest bowl to a new life, new life.
She is early 30s. I think she's about 30 years old.
You can hear, I think, some depth, some real soul there, maybe even beyond her years.
Yes, I think so indeed. She has moved out to New York City and has since moved back. She was telling me in a phone conversation that this is something of a stopgap for her. I think she wants to move on from this area, but she's here for a few years and she just wants to put out a couple of some really solid music, write a whole bunch, and then move on to her next adventure. So I'm really hoping to get her in the studio in the near future.
Yeah, I like the quality of her voice, and I feel like she could be a really terrific storyteller.
Yeah, that song is a really good example of a good story, I think. It's on a record called Gypsy Bells, which is available now.
You're listening to Nick Bruner, the host of Blue Dog Jam on Capital Public Radio. In this week's Sound Advice, coming up, is this a band or a single?
It's an individual musician who goes by the name of Lo Fang. This is a track called Look Away. Lo Fang is the pseudonym for a musician called Matthew Hammerline. And Look Away is a real earworm. It's from his new album called Blue Film. It's hooky. I mean, it's hooky with the top 40-est of contemporary top 40, playing the best music in the Twin Cities music. But what raises it way, way, way above the utterly hollow, dead-eyed, played out stuff on, you know, with traditional top 40 music is in the execution. It's the composition and Hammerline's willingness to really change direction mid-song. And I think you'll hear what I mean if we let this one go long enough.
I never figured out how to unfold your paper cranes.
Songs in one? Or
it sounds
what?
Like about two, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, so there's the first half of that piece, and you're dancing along. You know, you're not really thinking. Maybe you're half relating to vagaries in the lyrics or something. When all of a sudden, it takes this turn. It practically stops. It comes up. It puts both hands on your shoulders, and it says, no, I mean this. I really, really mean that I will only look away if you say. And then, you know, the composition changes. You've got the banjo that comes in, the really nice strings, all in the same piece. And that's why it's never, ever going to be on a top 40 radio station.
Oh.
But it's still a wonderful piece of music.
Yeah, I feel like he walked up close and said, here's who I am. Here's my music. That was great. Okay, let's move on to something different.
This was recorded in this very room by a band of three gentlemen who I have absolutely fallen in love with. David Hayden, Adam Jennings, and the band's leader, Matt Leonardo. They are Boats, and this is a cut recorded live at Capital Public Radio.
You You know he does. Nick Bruner does love David, Adam, and Matt.
Mm-hmm.
Are they on Saturday Night Show?
A couple of their tracks will be.
Okay.
They played like 10 songs. As you heard, they're pretty short. But in 2 weeks, so what is it going to be? March the 8th. That's when the full in-studio performance and interview will happen. They said some really great stories that I can't wait to share.
Okay, we have time for one more quickie. Car Sick Cars.
These guys come from China. Their third record is due out tomorrow on Maybe Mars Records. It's simply titled Three. They're often called the Sonic Youth of China, and they're heavily influenced by the Velvet Underground. And I was first brought attention to this band by a completely different source a few years ago. We brought them in, and so when these guys crossed my desk, my ears perked up.
Okay, that's fun. It's all in Chinese.
yes, it is.
We're going to keep it going. Nick Bruner, always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure indeed.
Saturday nights, Blue Dog Jam. And that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. We'll leave you with a little more music. Thanks for joining us.